You mentioned the encouragement you got while you were taking part in that study. What encouragement was it?
I think the encouragement was that they were there. You were seen, you were listened to, although it was sometimes difficult to explain everything that was going on, because you, especially me, anyway, because I am conscious, I know I've had a lot of things go wrong, but they all seem to sort of happen in, as soon as I got to 50 and everything seemed to, but I tend not to dwell on it. But the encouragement that you need is to, because it can be such a routine, it becomes almost, diabetes. You need to be encouraged to say it is worthwhile doing. It has to be you doing. Nobody can do it for you. I mean, as I say, they can give you encouragement. They can do all that. And I think that's the important bit. And I think that's, I get a certain amount from reading Balance, the magazine. You don't get it from your own doctor, because I don't see him that often now. So you don't get it from there. You need it from your wife, and but your wife isn't with you all the time, which is then why I think talking to people at work has been, you know, it's only happened the last couple of weeks, so they didn't even know that I was taking insulin. They knew I had diabetes, but it didn't sort of affect my work or anything like that. So, but now that they're encouraging me to do it, I'm hoping, and we'll see over the next few months what happens. But you've got that encouragement every 2 months working for on the proactive. And the nurses on that really seem to be good and switched on. I have to say, I'm not so sure about the run-of-the-mill ordinary clinic, which is every 6 months. Excuse me.